Okay, so we're doing the Sugya of Korech. Okay, or attempting to. Kiftas Bav Manalek. Korech. Okay? So Korech, right? The sandwich of the matzah tomorrow? Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll get it, right?
It's what Hillel used to do. Oh, it is. Correct. He used to make a little sandwich.
So you have here like this.
A Hillel sandwich.
So it says, Amar Ravinas, Kuftas Bava Manal from Sachem. It's like the last eighth line, the eighth or ninth line. Last word of the line is Amar. Amar Ravina. Amar Li, Rav Mesharshia, Breder Rav Nasan, Huchi Amar Hillel, Mishmei de Gemara. Okay. So Rosh Hashanah said, so said Hillel in the name of the Gemara. Okay. Lo nichroch inish matzah umar b'hadi hadati v'necho. Do not make a sandwich of matzah umar and eat it. Why? It means nowadays. Okay, I'm giving you a little heads up. It means nowadays. Mishum desvira lan matzah b'zman hazeh d'oraisa umar d'rabbanah. So nowadays the deal is that matzah is min haTorah and mar is min drabanan. Okay, because back in the day, so there's now matzah is mar miyachlohu. That the Karban Pesach was mechayev to eat matzah and mar together with the Karban Pesach. So they were cumim in the Karban Pesach. So Karban Pesach is deoraisa, so and the matzah and mar come as a component of that. Nowadays you don't have a Karban Pesach, so basically you don't have that cumim. So therefore you would think matzah and mar would become drabanan. Or it would become not the rice, so then right, the Rabbana would be Mechayev, maybe. At best, the Rabbana. But if there's another pasuk by Erev Tochu Matzos, okay, that the Matzah, there's an independent Chiv, besides for the Pesach being a Mechayev in Matzah, there's an independent Halacha there, Leil Tesvav is Mechayev in Matzah, and therefore that's the rice. But Maror, there is no Halacha like that. The only Chiv of Maror is a part of Karban Pesach. So since nowadays there is no Karban Pesach, so there's no Chiv Maror, Menah Torah. But the Rabbanan were Mechayev and Marim anyways, the Rabbanan. Okay, so nowadays, you eat matzah, it's the Mitzvah Deraisa, you eat Marim, it's the Mitzvah Darabanan. Okay, so that's the thing. So nowadays, matzah is Deraisa, and Marim is Darabanan. The Asi Marim, the Rabbanan, umevatil lei la matzah Deraisa. So the Marim, which is a Mitzvah, if you make a sandwich nowadays, a Korach sandwich, okay, then what's going to only. Of course, if you eat matzah and eat Marim independently like we do, you don't have any problems. Okay, because then you just don't karach afterwards. So it's an afterthought. Who cares? You're a yosef matzah, you're a yosef mara. But this is talking about if to only do this. So what's going to happen is the mara, which is the rabbanan, nowadays is going to be mevatel the matzah, which is the oraisa. Okay. How's he mevatel it? So Rashi says a mevatel latam matzah de oraisa, latam. There's a tam of matzah deraisa. The Rashbam also. What does that mean? Assumption means it's a stronger taste. Strong taste. So the maror is going to like outdo the matzah, and you're not going to end up tasting the matzah. Okay? By the way, do you have to taste matzah?
Can you swallow it?
You can swallow it.
Yeah.
You don't have to taste it. It's a problem. Well, let's leave that for a little bit, okay?
It's a
problem.
It's a bit of a problem.
Okay.
But you have to taste maror.
Yes, that's more. Sure. Okay, so the Gemara says, but we have feel the mandam mitzvah same ravozuzu, and even though I believe this machloka, some hold mitzvahs can't be mivatel one another. There's no din of bittel by mitzvahs. If you have one mitzvah, another mitzvah, they're not mivatel one another. So therefore, conceivably, you could say, oh, the mar is not going to be mivatel the matzah because the mar is the matzah of the mitzvahs. So it's not going to be any bittel. Aye, but there's no tam. Good question. Right? I mean, who cares if it's mitzvahs? I mean, if you tell me that. There's no that it's mivatel atam, then why? Who cares if it's a mitzvah or not? I mean, there's no tam. Right, but let's leave that. Okay. So it says even according to Shita, old mitzvah not mivatel zuzu. Hani mi deraisa or derabanan derabanan. That's if the mitzvahs are on equal footing. They're both deraisas or they're both derabanas. Avol deraisa v'derabanan. Osi derabanan mivatel deraisa. But if one's deraisa, one's derabanan, the derabanan is going to come and mivatel the deraisa. Namely, the Mar is mivatel the deraisa. Now, why is the Mar being mivatel the matzah, and not vice versa? So, it would have sounded like because, like you said before, because the tam. But it sounds like as if from this Gemara it's talking like the Derabbanan is going to be Mevatel the Deraisa. I mean, what we're saying has nothing to do with the Derabbanan and the Deraisa. But I mean, the presumably has to factor in. What's the deal here? What is the Mitzvah Samal Azu Azu? What does Mitzvah Man do with the picture? I mean, either it's Mevatel Tam or it's not Mevatel Tam. And why is it Mitzvah, if you have this thing of Mitzvah Samal Azu Azu, what's this idea? Mitzvahs aren't about to one another. But if they're different levels, then they do. And then drop. I mean, there's a lot of things, right? You can see there's a lot of things going on here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But it also,
and the question is good. Is the derisive about to Darabon and vice versa? It's a good question. You'll see from a Tosfos later, it seems like it would. But it's not so simple. Not so simple. I mean, it seems to me, if you follow Rashi's criteria of Latam Matzah Deraisa, it seems to me it doesn't really have to do with the Deraisa of the Darabon. It seems to me it has to do with the Tam. And the Mar is a stronger Tam. So it's a good question why the Gemara say that there are bones of Mato Deraisa.
Yeah.
Good question. Correct. If it's all about Tom, who cares if it's Tom Mikdash is Deraisa Deraisa, right? So therefore you're saying is it's not going to be Mato because it's meant to say Mavala Sosa. Yeah, but what about the Tom? Still not going to taste that. So is that, well, who, what kind of rule is this, Mrs. Mavala Sosa? Mrs. Mavala Sosa. Okay? And that's basically the Shita. Hillel's the one, the Gemara says. Who's the one who says this thing? Where do you even see such a thing? Mitzvahs came out to one another. He made a sandwich and ate my pesel matzah maror. Right? So, how could you have matzah and maror and pesach all together in one big sandwich? Why don't you say that mitzvahs are about that they're mivatel? I don't know, the pezel, maybe the maror will be mivatel, whatever. Why don't you say there's bitl going on?
Mm-hmm.
So he says no, because the same as Mrs. Malazuzu, that's all. But even it's saying, we're saying even Hillel is going to only pull that trick when one's the rest of, when there's equal levels. But when one's the rest of, one's the Rabbanan, forget it, it's not happening. Okay. So that's, I think that's good for now. Okay, that's good for now. Right? We good? Everyone has the facts so far. Okay. So let's. I mean, that's how Hillel's learning the pasuk. Matzah Rechlu means with matzah more. You should eat it. The pasuk so means in a sandwich. That's how he's learning it. Okay, so let's just bring out the question. Let's look at the Gemara of swallowing. Kuftas Vavam Aves. Okay, turn to Aves. So it says, Amar Rava. Okay, it's in the middle of the page. Bala Matzah. Okay, Bala Matzah Yatzah. If you swallow matzah, you're Yatzah. In other words, you don't have to taste it. Swallowing means you swallow, so you don't taste it. Yatzah, you don't need taste of matzah. Bala Marar, Lo Yatzah. Because maror you need this. Bala matzah umaror, if you swallow them together, yidei matzah yatzah, yidei maror lo yatzah. So you're yotzei matzah, you're not yotzei maror. Right? This is talking about presumably nowadays, right? So Tosis asks the obvious question. Yidei matzah yatzah, yidei maror lo yatzah. And don't worry, kimen she'im maror zem mitzvah midorabanan. Should be ela mitzvah midorabanan. Right? Liv tol maror, lahai matzah debehadei. Oh, no, he's saying a different thing. He's saying, as it turns out, the maror, you're not even yotze. It's not even a mitzvah d'rabbana. He's saying it's not even a mitzvah. I don't know why he has to say that. But
why?
He's saying,
how?
Because it's you're not tasting it. So since you're not going to taste it, there's no mitzvah. It's just like reshus.
In this case,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why he has to go there, but it's true. I mean, here it's not even a d'rabbana, because it's basically you're not tasting it. So you're not going to yotze mitzvah maror. Mm-hmm. He's saying is, so why didn't you say I live till tomorrow? Hang on to this. So why isn't the Mar Mavata the matzah?
Shouldn't you say that?
It's funny why Tosis has to say, cause since Mar isn't even a Mitzvah Darabana, and if it were a Mitzvah Darabana, still, but a Darabana is Mavata Deraisa, right? So why does he have to say? I think Mar earlier said, well, even if it is Darabana, it should be Mavata the matzah Deraisa. So why does he have to say? Why does he have to set up a case? We're saying because Mar isn't even a Darabana. Same thing, you just say that the Mar should be Mevatel the Matzah. Right? But so someone to say, yeah, but since the Mar isn't even a mitzvah, maybe that's why it's not Mevatel. Because the only thing that's Mevatel is if you have a mitzvah. But since it's not a mitzvah, therefore it's not Mevatel, right? So you're trying to say? The Mar isn't.
Yeah,
but look at Tosfos on the previous one. Previous one, Asi Mar Darabana, Mevatel the Matzah Deraisa. He says, the Kolshigin di lo have mara filmed the Rabbanan de Mevatel HaMatzah. Certainly, if the mara weren't even a mitzvah altogether, certainly it would be Mevatel HaMatzah. Can the mashmala come on? Like it's mashmala later on? Okay, he says, what about spices? It says, no. Because then it was like you learn more. He says, right, because when else you see spiced matzah is okay. You don't say spices in vatel or matzah. He says, yeah, because that's just a small man. Small man spices in vatel. It's going to be too many. It's still going to be, presumably it won't be in vatel the time.
But there is a hava mitzvah.
Yeah, but there would be a mitzvah.
Which implies that even though there's no mitzvah.
No, he says there's nothing to do with it. He's saying there's nothing to do with that in mitzvah. Of course, a chol, of course it can be vatel. Right, like for instance, if Isser and Heter. So of course Heter can be vatel Isser. I mean, certainly, Mr. Saint Paul says the Havamina that if they're one's a mitzvah, the ones are one, and they're all mitzvahs. But certainly, if something's a rishos, it's going to be mevatel mitzvah. All right, so that's what he's saying. So why don't you say over there when you swallow them together that the marosh should be mevatel matzah? Right, exact same case. I mean, it's, at least it can't be worse.
Yeah, it seems like
a stira. Right, so something is stira. So he answers, no. He says the low. So he says, the Rishon, the Loshech, Bittel, Shlos, and Yachar. You only have Bittel when you chew them together. When you chew them together. You chew. The Oz, Mevatel, Tam, Echad, Eschaber. Then one of the flavors is Mevatel, the other flavor. Avakshem, Shalemim, Afilo, Yosef, Mechaber, Lom, Mevatel. If they're whole, and there's when the matzah and the marah are whole, there's no Bittel, because there's no, you're not chewing them. So you don't have the flavors that aren't brought out. So there's no Bittel. One's more, that doesn't matter. Doesn't matter once more, but basically a bittel. But if you're chewing them, then the time of the murder is going to become overpowering, and it's going to be mevatel the matzah. Right, so he's saying the whole thing is because the chewing is what brings about the bittel. Okay, the chewing is now you have time. So the time when you chew the matzah more together, the murder has a strong taste. It's going to be mevatel the time of the matzah. But if you don't chew them, then the matzah exists. The murder exists. Nothing's mevatel. Why should it be mevatel? They both exist. All right, but chewing them is going to be mevatel the time. Of course, the problem is who cares if you chew them and you're mevatel the time of the matzah, but you don't have to taste matzah. So why is that worse? How could it be worse than if I just swallow matzah? So what are you saying? Because now I don't taste the matzah. So I don't taste it. Big deal. It's only I have to taste matzah. I ate matzah. And I ate it. So who cares that I don't taste it? You see, you don't have to taste it. Right? And if you swallow them both, here, you'll say. So you see, you don't have to taste it. So what's his idea? It's mevatel. What's the matter? What? The tam? But you don't need tam. So I think that's the first question you have to ask. What's the deal here? What's the deal of mevatel? Why is it mevatel? Who's mevatel? Mevatel is it tam? You know, tam, who cares? You don't need tam. And so what's the whole idea here of bittel? I can understand bittel when you need tam. You say, I'm not tasting it. So fine, but how can you say mevatel tam lematzah? Who cares mevatel tam lematzah? Okay, so something like Ben and Michael, I think it's in the same ballpark here, so that the deal is you need a Maisa Achilas Matzah. Okay, that's all. You need a Achilas Matzah. That's a mitzvah. Do an Achilas. That doesn't just mean to have matzah in your belly. You have to do an Achilas Matzah. Okay, now if you swallow matzah, apparently taste is not a necessary component of Achilas. Okay, taste is not a necessary component of achila. If you divorce taste from the process, it's still achila. Achila is consumption. Okay, so apparently, so yotze balamatzah. There's no halacha. Taste is a secondary thing. You don't need that. You don't need taste to create the shem achila. Erev tach lamatzah. You ate it. Isn't that eating? I didn't taste it. Taste is a component of it. Maybe by maror you need that component because it has to remind you of the shibud or whatever. But achila is achila. Achila means eat it. So you ate it. Okay? That's the dinner by matzah. That's why you can swallow it and you're good, because you ate it. But, let's say you do taste. No, it's like you don't need taste. Okay? You don't need taste to create achila. But let's say you do have taste. Is the taste a part of it? Yeah. Well, just because you don't need something doesn't mean that if you have it, it's like an extraneous thing. Whereas when you have it, when you do eat with taste, the taste is part of the eating. Right? If I swallow it, I'm still eating. But it doesn't mean if I chew it, then the taste isn't a component. Taste is a component of the achila. Okay, fine. Now, the thing is like this. Let's say I'm eating matzah and marah together. I ate a sandwich. Okay, matzah and marah together. So now the question is what's the character of this activity? Okay, what's the character of this activity? So you could envision, you could imagine saying, I'm just eating matzah and I'm eating marah. Right? Which happens to be at the same time, but really what I'm doing is I'm doing two separate actions simultaneously. Okay, like I'm chewing gum and I'm walking. simultaneously, but they have nothing to do with one another. You could have envisioned that. In fact, if you swallow them both, that is what's happening. Okay, because there's no shaychus one to the other. It just happens to be, it's simultaneous, but there's no relationship to the two. Okay, you're really just doing two actions separately. Okay, and matzah you're yotze because you don't need taste, the more you're not yotze because you do need taste. But if you put them in your mouth together and you chew them, right, you put them out together and you chew them, so now you're involved in one action. You can't say I'm doing two separate eatings of nothing to do with one another, because the tastes, I'm chewing them together and they become involved in one. Now my achila experience is one which involves tam. Now the question is, that makes it into, merges it into one action of eating. It makes it into one action of eating. The question is, what is the character of this achila? So the saying is that which the primary tam is going to characterize the achila. So it's going to be an achila of mara, because that's stronger. That's going to knock out the tam of the mantra. So if you had no tam of either one of them, then there would be no interaction. So it would be like two actions simultaneously, and you couldn't define it as achilas matzah or achilas mar. It would have to be the achilas both. But if you do engage the achilas now, it's an achilas shel tam. It's a new kind of achilas. Now you have to characterize what is it? It's an achilas of what? So well, you say, well, you eat it. What do you taste? So the taste will define, since you taste the mar, you don't taste the matzah. So the gavra's involvement, he's involved in achilas marar. It's going to be about the top of the matzah. You know what I mean? It's not because you need to taste the matzah, because you don't need to taste the matzah. It's because this has been defined as a maisa achil as matzah. And the taste, when you're tasting the two of them, so if the taste of the maror outdoes the taste of the matzah, that will characterize the nature of the achilah. But if you're not including taste, so then you're not including taste. So taste is why should one win out the others, and then you're just eating both. It's interesting logically that if you swallow the things, so then you don't need taste. You don't need taste, and you could still be defined as achila even without taste. But that doesn't necessarily mean that if you do have achila, if you do have taste, that the taste doesn't become like a primary participant in the primary characteristic in the achila. So much so that when you have a tie break, so to speak, two things fighting for identity, so then the taste will characterize and define the nature of the activity. Yeah? And if there is no taste, then it's still achila. But that doesn't mean, just because something isn't necessary, it doesn't mean if it's not there, that if it's there, it will be like nothing. It will just be a side thing. No, it's part of the achila process, and part of the experience, part of achila. If you want to ask, you want to characterize the thing, so now you can characterize it based upon the tam. And the overwhelming tam is going to define it. But if there is no tam, so then it can just be defined as both. So now what's the problem? So this is all well and good. Right, it makes good sense. Good sense is that you're eating the matzah and the morah together, so the morah is going to knock out the time of the matzah. Okay, and basically you're not going to be eating matzah, you're eating morah. Right? So the question is, so let's say they were both deoraisa. Right? How could there be a rule now called mitzvos ein mevat l'zuasa? Right, like let's say they were both deoraisa. It seems that if they're both deoraisa, Hillel would say it's fine. You don't say the matzah. What happens to this whole argument? Right. Who cares that they're for the mitzvah? What kind of rule is it? Ain't Mrs. Malazusa. What's the difference in the mitzvah? So, I mean, if you're telling me that this is the deal, when you eat two things, and one of them, and you chew them, and there's taste, and the overpowering one will define the activity. So now who cares if they're both mitzvahs? How could that prevent the bittul? How does that work? Or what's the machlokas, whether Mrs. Malazuzu or not, you know? You may have a similar thing, by the way, there's a Gemara and Zachan, cross reference. But you have a case by Isurim Malazuzu. If you have a mixture of Pigle and Nosar, let's say, mixed together. Okay? Mm-hmm. If Pigle and Nosar mixed together.
Both pretty bad.
So the question is, and you eat them both. Right? So you'd say, in theory, you'd say the Gemara wants to say, Rish Lakish wants to say that you're not over. You're not over Nisar. You don't get Malchus. Because why? Because one of them is going to be Rov. So one which is Rov is really going to move on to the other one. Right? One of which is Rov is going to move on to the other one.
Okay.
Right? Because it's Min Bemina. Min is both of Rov. So the one which is Rov is going to move on to the other one. So you're only really going to end up eating one of them.
right? Because other ones will be bottle. Now you don't know which one you're eating. So in terms of giving hasra, you always have to know what you're giving hasra. So you're not going to be able to give hasra for either one of them because you don't know which one it is. Okay, but basically he says that the pig also be bottle, no sir, or vice versa. But then the other sheet says, well, hold on a second. According to Hillel, just like mitzvahs aren't mivatel one another, so too isurim aren't going to be mivatel one another. So pigle can't be mivatel nosar. Okay? Because they're both isurim. Right? Isurim
can't be mivatel pigle.
And vice versa. They can't be mivatel each other.
So if I say either one, I'm good?
No, so they're both going to exist. So then you can mivatel say, you're like a malchus for either. Yeah, either one you can say, you can warn them for. Because there's no betel. So basically you're going to be over both, I guess. You're over both.
Well, whatever you were warned.
Whatever you were warned. Then you're one for both and you're over both. Whatever. But he says there's no betel. So the Gemara says it tries to extend. I mean, it's not clear. Maybe you could argue that they don't. That I don't know. It could be that the Shita holds that it's only mitzvahs. But simple pshat is that Hillel's Shita is not only by mitzvahs, it's going to be by surim also. The basic question is on Hillel. Back in the day, so he not pez and matzah mora together. Why don't you just say it's one achila? You're chewing it. The maror is primary, and that's an achil's maror. It's not an achil's pesach. So he says no. That's not going to be because ain't mitzvah malizuzu. Yeah, but bottom line is what's the achila? Why not? Why can't a mitzvah be matzah mitzvah? Who made up this rule? Why not? Bittel's bittel. Who's that? Who came up with this? The rules of bittel. Oh, yeah, there's an exception.
Yeah,
like exactly. Notice, if you'll tell me, like, you could try to think, well, mitzvahs are chashuv. And they can't be bittel or something like that. Right? Or yisurim are chashuv. But it's not saying that because you see that Dabar Rishus could definitely be mevatel a mitzvah or an iser. It's that mitzvah can't be mevatel mitzvah or iser can't be mevatel iser. So it's not that they resist bittel. It's not that mitzvahs resist bittel. They don't resist bittel. It's just that mitzvah saying mevatel zuzu. Matzah can't be mevatel by marar or vice versa. Right? But not that mitzvahs resist bittel. So I'm just going to give you a mashal here. Okay, I'm just going to mashal it. It's don't take it to the halacha. It's not so simple, but I'm just going to just to open up to the idea, okay? But things are a little complicated. But let's say you have a mixture. Let's say you have a jar of jelly beans, okay? A jar full of jelly beans, and you have a lot of jelly beans, and you have a few Cheerios inside the jar, okay? A few Cheerios, okay? So and you said a few. I mean, really a few. Okay? You have a large number, a ton of jelly beans, and a few Cheerios. A large number of jelly beans, a few Cheerios. So the question I say, if I ask you, what's this jar? So what do you say? It's a jar of jelly beans. The few Cheerios? I don't know. They're there. But it's a jar of jelly beans, right? Okay. Now let's say you had a jar of red jelly beans. Okay? Jar of red jelly beans. And you had some orange jelly beans mixed into there. Okay? Similar proportions, okay? Similar kinds of proportions. So then, would that be any different? Or would it be the same thing? Okay. Would you say then it's like a jar of assorted jelly beans? A jar of jelly beans? Or would you equally say that's a jar of red jelly beans? Okay? So I would think, again, it depends on the quantities, I would say. If you have 4 million red jelly beans and one orange jelly bean, then I would think that you're still going to say it, you know? But I don't think the quantities are the same. Okay, I don't think the quantities are saying that. Since red jelly beans and orange jelly beans are very similar, so they lend themselves to being like unified and to saying it's a jar of jelly beans, sort of jelly beans. Okay, whereas Cheerios and jelly beans, since they're so distinct, so you're more quick to say it's a jar of jelly beans. And to disregard the Cheerios, as opposed to saying it's a jar of jelly beans and Cheerios. What are jelly beans and Cheerios? Whoever heard of jelly beans and Cheerios? There's no combination. There's no unification of jelly. It's a jar of food. It's a jar. You know what I mean? So there's no unification. So therefore, like, you have to define the thing. Is it jelly beans and Cheerios? Is it a jar of jelly beans? I mean, but when there's orange and red, because of their likeness, they lend themselves to being unified and to defining it as one. They don't have to be mevatel because they could be. They could just be friends, and they could get together. They could just be jelly beans. Why do we have to be red and pink, or red and orange? Why can't we just all be jelly beans? You know what I mean? You with me? Okay. So again, that's a mashal, because technically there's a difference between min b'mino and min b'sheino mino, and again, I don't want to, I'm just trying to give you a mashal, okay? Fine. And the other thing is, I guess, is I don't say the same type of thing here, is that when you have If you have, let's say, something of Isra and something of Ash. Okay, let's say you would have, matzah of, let's just take a simpler case. Let's say you have a piece of, you have a chalant. Okay, so you have a chalant. Just a thing of meat, and then you drop in a thing of milk. So you say, what is this? What's this mixture? Is it a mixture of meat, or is it milk? So the two don't unify. They're two different things. So you'll say, so the milk, or I'm sorry, let's take a different example. I don't want to do meat and milk. Let's say you have a jar full of nevela, and you drop in a piece of kosher meat. Okay, kosher meat. So the question is, so now, what is it? There's no unification between kosher and treif. Kosher and treif are opposites. So the question is, so now one of them is going to overpower the other, based upon quantities, tam, whatever it is. Okay? But if you're dropping in pigal and nosar, okay? So pigal and nosar could unify. What is it? You have a jar of machalos asuros. Whereas there's pigal and nosar are simply two instances of a larger entity called machalos asuros. So there's no reason to say that one is mevatel the other. They join together, and it's a jar of assorted machalos asuros. Okay, just like the assorted jelly beans. Okay, again, when one is isser, one is heter, then you can't say that. What's it, assorted kosher and treif? There's no assortments. Now one's going to be mevatel. Similarly by mitzvahs. If you have matzah and marah together, so now there's nothing forces you to say, what is this? Is it matzah or is it marah? The stronger one, marah. No, it's an achilah shal mitzvah. What mitzvah? Mitzvah's matzah, mitzvah's marah, both. There's mitzvah's aim of alasu, because in order to have bittul demands that there's a fight. There's like a standoff. It's a standoff. You have two opposites, which are fighting for definition, Isser and Heter, Mitzvah and Heter, Mitzvah and Rishos, and they're fighting, and what's going to win out? So you say the stronger one wins out. But if the two could join together, they're on the same team, so you'll say it's an Achilah Shel Mitzvah. It's an Achilah Shel Mitzvah. So it's Achilah Shel Mitzvah, which has two parts, Matzah Mar. There's no Bittul, Mitzvah and Malas Yosef. There's no Bittul. The premise of Bittul is that you have two things that can't unite. So if they can't unite, now you're going to have to find some... What is it? It's one achila, which has one identity. Is it mitzvah or is it rishas? So then you can use tam in order to decide. But if they're really... They lend themselves to joining, to union, so then you'll say it's an achila shal mitzvah. Achila shal esar, achila shal hasuras. So therefore it's not going to be Bittul. Okay? Again, this is a machlokes, so we're going to have to go further, because there are the others who say, no, mitzvahs are about the zuzu, and you don't say this logic. You know what I mean? So that's what we're going to have to define for tomorrow. Okay? And also, we're going to define why you say by the Oraisa and the Rabbanon, you don't say the same logic. Why don't you say it's a chil shel mitzvah? Why is it that the Oraisa, you only say this if they're both the Oraisas or they're both the Rabbanons? But once they become split, then you don't say this. I think that's a little easier of a question. Well, the question, what's the machlokes? Whether you say this or you don't say this. I'm just giving, this is an argument. The machlokas is going to be a little rougher to get a machlokas. But here's the point, is that if it were the case that you needed tam matzah, that matzah needed taste, then this would never work. Right? Because if you looked at it the way you used to look at it, originally, the way it sounds, like, because you don't taste the matzah, you only taste the mar. So then you'd have a problem, because bottom line is, you don't taste the matzah. So I don't care that it's mitzvah, bottom line is, there's no taste. But if you say, no, you don't need the taste of matzah, the only question is that it has to be an achilah shel matzah. Now, if you have, and if you're eating them both together or swallowing them, then it's a chil of both of them. But if you're eating them together, so now the taste is going to, which one is it? So the taste is going to make it into one thing, and one's going to knock out the other. Oh, but if they're mitzvos, they're equal footing mitzvos, so then you don't have to, you don't taste the matzah. I don't care if you don't taste the matzah. There's no halacha that you have to taste the matzah. The only question is there going to be bittul here? So if, assuming there is going to be bittul, because it's only one thing and it has to have one definition, so you'll say, it's one achila experience, you'll say the stronger taste is going to win out. But assuming you'd say that it is one, it's an achila experience of mitzvos. So it's a dual, achila experience of mitzvahs. It's a achila shel mitzvah, which has two parts. So then there's no need for bittul. And mitzvahs, he's sure made malon zuzu. It's like a sandwich. And then achila, both mitzvahs, which mitzvah, both mitzvahs. It's like a sandwich. Turkey with pastrami. What do I eat? Turkey with pastrami. I mean, the both. In Delhi, it's a deli. It's a mitzvahs. Some Yosef Elnesos.